We're CJ and Q, and we're talking with Mandy Atkins today. You are a relatively new country singer, Canadian country singer on the scene, are you not, Mandy?
I am new across Canada, that's okay. For sure, but I'm not new in my hometown. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, but I finally did a recording of an album, and we're working on promoting that, so hopefully I'll get to the next level.
That's great, and we're enjoying your album right now. Actually, your single off the album, Off and Running, and we're playing the title song, so that's pretty exciting for us and for you too, I imagine.
Yes, that's wonderful. I hope you're getting a good response, and I hope everybody likes it and can relate, at least. That's my goal.
Good. Now, you actually started playing the guitar when you were 6 years old, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Wow.
Well, I started singing at home without a guitar, just along with records at the time, if anybody remembers the records. And then there was a guitar at home, and I picked it up every now and then, and my mom said, well, would you like to take some lessons? And I'm like, sure. So I couldn't wait to go to a lesson every week, and it just grew from there.
That's wonderful. So do you come from a musical family? Because I read that you did some recording with your brother, too.
Actually, my brother and I are the only two musicians in our family. So, so I don't know if we just fed off of each other, but my parents were certainly encouraging. But they do not play any instruments themselves, or sing, or anything like that. So, yeah, we was left up to ourselves. So, we had very little influence at home as far as that way.
But certainly encouragement, and I'm sure that they're very excited now.
Oh, yes. I think they're excited for this project, and hopefully it'll bring new projects.
So you're based in Nova Scotia, is that correct?
That's right. My hometown is Truro, Nova Scotia, and I've lived here my entire life. And so that's why I'm not really that known across Canada yet, but that's going to change, hopefully.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Your music is great. How would you describe your music? Is it a modern country or country rock?
I would say modern country. I originally started when I was a child learning country music. That's what I grew up on. And then as I got older, I started playing in bands. It grew to like jazz, and now my current band that I play in, we play a mixture of modern country and rock, and so I think the rock kind of bled into my country as a writer, so it's more modern country now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What's the difference between modern country and country rock?
Well, I would say, country rock, I would say, is more like Shania Twain, whereas modern country is more like Dixie Chicks.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's a fine line, isn't it?
it's the first time I've heard that, modern country. I've heard, like, traditional country, country rock, but, yeah, modern country. That's interesting. And you're the lead singer, actually, of the band Mandiva, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been together for a year and a half now, and right now we are working on our lineup for the spring and summer, and looking to do some touring, and hopefully we'll get that posted soon on my website and my MySpace page. So anybody can view that at www.mandyatkins.com, or you can check me out on MySpace.
Yeah, that's a very impressive website, your Mandy.com one there. That's really impressive. Did you have a lot of help to get that up?
Actually, my brother did the web design, and
handy brother.
His personal project, so.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was pretty handy for an up-and-coming musician. You know, not all the funds are there, so it was pretty handy to have that in the family.
That's great.
And I, of course, get all my input that I can give, right? Instead of calling a company and harassing them, I get to harass my brother.
That's fun.
I'm sure that he's really happy about me having his direct line. And can you fix this? Can you change that?
Now, you started writing songs in your teens. So did you write a lot of the songs on your album, Off and Running?
I wrote all of them, actually, except for one is a co-write with a very good friend of mine. The co-write is entitled Working Girl, and the gentleman that actually started the song, he we played in a duet together, mm-hmm. and he brought this song to me, and he said, you know, do with it what you wish, and so I made a few changes and mm-hmm. put a tune to it and recorded it, and I was honored to be able to put that on the album for him, and he was pretty excited to get it, so.
Yeah, that's really nice. So there's 10 tracks on the album.
Yes.
And right now, like you said, your single is the title track, Off and Running.
That's right.
So that's a great tune. You opened for Michelle Wright in 2007.
That's right.
So tell us about that experience. That must have been a really exciting time for you.
Well, it was. And actually, that's what got me thinking about recording an album. At the time, I was playing with the band and doing a lot of cover songs, and my writing was just kind of my own personal project.
Mm-hmm.
And that experience for opening for Michelle Wright was really great. I got a good response from the crowd, and I got to see a little bit behind the lines of what she had done that day, and mm-hmm. I thought, mm-hmm. you know, I really should pursue this a little bit more seriously and look at recording my own songs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what brought me to where I am right now.
Good, good. So was the album recorded in Canada, or did you do some in Nashville? Or?
It was recorded in Canada, mm-hmm. Halifax, Nova Scotia, at mm-hmm. Ferguson Music Productions.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Scott Ferguson was the producer, and he used to play with the Rankins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, so he had lots of country background there mm-hmm. and was able to bring some of his experience to the production of the album. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful to work with.
That's wonderful. Great. What are your plans for this year? Anything special?
This year, I'm going to work on playing some more outside of Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
And just promoting the album. Mm-hmm. And I'm also doing some more writing with the hopes to record another album, and mm-hmm. which will hopefully be bigger and better with the experience that I've gained.
Mm-hmm. That sounds exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's constantly mm-hmm. a learning experience, and I just hope to gain more fans along the way. And
it's a lot of fun, especially when you're living your childhood dream.
Well, yeah. Yes, it's my dream and mm-hmm. my work. Now I also have some other jobs that I do, but mm-hmm. this is my passion, and I would like to make this my ultimate career, so I'm going to give it a go.
That's great. Well, I'm sure it's going to turn out really well for you, and that's just wonderful. Anything else you'd like to say about your music or yourself before we go, Mandy?
Well, I just want to say I hope that people will check out my website
mm-hmm.
and check out my MySpace and see mm-hmm. what I'm going to be doing in the next few months. Right now, like I said, we're mostly preparing for our touring for the spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to meet lots of new fans over that time. And feel free to drop me a line. Actually, you can email me on mm-hmm. MandyAtkins.com if you have any comments or that you would like to send me. I'd appreciate the feedback.
Okay, that's great. So MandyAtkins.com, and you're also on MySpace, so that's great.
Yes,
okay.
And actually there's a link there that you can buy the album as
mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
and the tunes are also available on iTunes are there.
Good. Do you have any videos on YouTube? Or?
I think I had my first release day mm-hmm. is on there.
Okay.
It was on there, but I don't know. I haven't been into it recently. Mm-hmm. It was kind of my first release, and it was really exciting at the time, and we got a good response, but it may have gotten taken off now. So,
okay.
But there probably will be some things from the spring mm-hmm. and summer if they want to check me out. So
that's great. Really
yeah.
exciting. Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Mandy, and wish you all the best in the future.
Thanks a lot, Maureen.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Next up, we'll hear a tune from Canadian country artist Mandy Atkins, and the song is Off and Running.
I wake up to the sound of rain tapping on my window, glance at the clock and realize it's running slow. Thank the rain for waking me. I would have been late again today. but it looks like I've still got time for my coffee on the way. I'm off and running, running again today. Just playing keep up in time's silly game. I'm off and running, running all the way. What does it really matter if I'm a little late anyway? Following all the rules, but you know it seems the ones that do always lose. A minute here, a minute there, I don't know what I do with all that time, but I know I'll get there eventually and everything will be just fine. I'm off and running, running again today. Yeah.